going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back into our Black and Gold Draft Show. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike Dottiglia, and Mike Haas. Our wall-to-wall coverage of first round of the draft is winding down here as the picks are coming in. The Buffalo Bills are on the clock right now that says the pick are in. The Kansas City Chiefs follow that, and then it's the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll be at the end of round one, gentlemen. The Saints taking Kelvin Banks with the 9th overall pick in this year's draft. Now, since 2002, the Black and Gold have used an NFL high 16 first round picks on offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, and then you look at the Bills right now, Mike. These are two quality players. You know how the rich get rich. You look at the Bills, whether the safety from North Carolina and the edge rusher from BC, that's potential picks right there. Just looking at the cornerback from Kentucky,
Maxwell Harrison. And
they really like him. So it's going to be interesting. Now, the one cornerback, Mike, from East Carolina.
Chevelle Revelle. Chevelle Revelle from junior.
Yeah, East Carolina. You might think there's not a bunch of cornerbacks. So if there's a need for those type players.
Yeah, he tore the ACL about early in the season. But he was ranked the number one corner
from East Carolina. Right. So let's see if the Bills pick is in. So it looks like he's doing the Bills pick. Some probably Bills fan who's getting excited for the Bills Mafia. The Bills Mafia always shows up. It looks like the Bills Mafia is at Lambeau.
Kind of a little out of here, too.
Bobby
guys.
Doing a little play-by-play for us here on the television.
He's learning from you, Hoss.
Yeah, the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
He's in dangerous territory.
Yeah, we got Make-A-Wish Foundation. Tommy.
The Philadelphia Eagles reportedly moving up one spot to take the Kansas City Chiefs.
One spot. Just to punch him in the head.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Waiting to hear this pick for the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, when the Bills fans came to the Dome, they really represented.
I
tell you what.
We are going to Buffalo next year.
That'll be a tough game.
Hopefully. Harrison, I told you.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Right. They really like the cornerback in Kentucky.
I was told by an agent different than has Harrison that's who he was told Buffalo would pick. So Maxwell Harrison, a speedster guy. He's not real big. But, man, can he fly. And Buffalo has really had a lot of issues.
Well, they brought Trey back.
In the injury department, they bring back Tre'Davious White, who's coming off another serious injury. Mm-hmm. And so Maxwell Harrison here, really good football player. Man, and he can fly. He's got great catch-up ability as a corner. And you got to match up because one day you got to beat Mahomes.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy about this? Even though it's the back end of the first round, all these great teams who finish strong, it seems like the players that they're picking, you're going to be watching them for years to come. It seems like that. We're going to be talking about Maxwell Harrison for Kentucky cornerback. Watch it. He'll be a stud. He'll be a stud for them.
Well, he'll get opportunities, yeah. You know, just because from a defensive standpoint, you're out there. They're coached by a defensive head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to be in a pretty good situation.
Guys, we're going to go back to the studio, check in with Charlie Long, who has details on this Eagles trade up one spot. Charlie, what is going on?
Super, super easy here, guys. The Eagles trade up one spot with the Chiefs, getting pick number 31. The Chiefs get pick number 32 and pick number 164.
Hey, Charlie, that ain't a bad deal on that move up one spot.
Easy,
you didn't have to give up much.
I think a little gamesmanship. I think that's just playing around one another, just like.
No, that's somebody Howie wants. And he thinks the Chiefs were going to pick him.
Oh, wow. No,
I'm telling you.
The Chiefs
should have fleeced him more.
No, where the Chiefs were going to trade with somebody else. And the one player
the Eagles wanted.
They didn't get much. I mean, you're talking about you're splitting hairs here,
yeah.
Getting that pick. And so this is somebody that Howie really wanted.
Do you think it's the safety from South Carolina?
Where's that safety from last year?
They're gone. You mean the safeties for the Eagles? They ain't on the Eagles no more. No, they're gone, I'm telling you.
Yep.
So why is the safety from South Carolina to go right here?
Him and Ward. Now, we've talked about him quite a bit today.
He's going to be a stud in the rich getting richer.
Well, Slay as well. Slay is gone, so, I mean,
yes.
You need another corner.
Yeah, corner.
Ward. Yep.
Corner, and then looking at, I still think.
Or Jahad Campbell.
From the linebacker from.
Look what they lost in free agency. Jahad Campbell, value-wise, and. Don't they load up on Georgia and Alabama players?
Yeah.
They load up on them cats?
And you look.
Seems to have worked out pretty well.
And you look at Zach Bond. They got Zach Bond. They paid him. But then you look at Jahad Campbell. And you know what? Big Fangio. I think he knows line.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Backwards. He knows that linebacker position, so you know. So, what do you think of Jahad Campbell? We got to get him. Somebody might move up one. We need to get him. Look, we can pick him now, so we move it up one spot. So that wouldn't be surprised if that's the pick.
Yeah, I think it's Jahad, and also too, in their spot, they don't have to rush him into the lineup.
No,
right.
You can say, listen, if you're not here till game four, hey, that's good enough. For us, and anybody can coach linebackers, it's Vic Fangio.
Yeah, and you know, I'm telling you, I'm looking at it in the crystal ball, and he'll have the same success when he is playing as the Iowa linebacker for the Lions, who was picked late in the first round and had 130 tackles. Campbell from University of Iowa. I think Mike, are they both Campbells? No, I think one's white, one's black. I mean, but they've seen the Campbell boys.
You know, here's the crazy thing about Jihad. He signs with Nick Saban. Nick promises him you can play edge. Dallas Turner's there, and Chris Braswell's there.
Yeah.
So you can't play edge. We kick you inside.
And the rest is history.
And look what he did last year.
He's the number one inside linebacker out of everybody.
He can play, and I think this pick will be Jihad Campbell.
Philadelphia Eagles beefing up that defense, it appears. And then after that, it'll be the Kansas City Chiefs on the clock unless they make another move.
Well, Steve, hell with Kansas City right now. You an Eagles fan. Well,
no, he likes that pick. Whoa. I saw the look on his face when I said Jihad Campbell.
So wait, Steve, who you think the Eagles should pick? Who are you? You want the defense to get better? Or
absolutely.
Want,
keep stocking up that D. You saw what he's able to do against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yes. And without a doubt.
You were there with me. I was so nervous going into that Super Bowl matchup.
Steve was.
And it was kind of just.
He was sweating on me, dude.
I couldn't believe what was happening. How close were you two?
Steve, I'll tell you what. The seats in for the press, we were deuced. You were like, I had to be like a horse. To not be touching it, I had to be
do
like
do not
five.
Be dissing on my building.
Well, no. The way we had
I thought
to
it was a great view, great setup.
It was a great view. But we'd have to be a 5'4", 120 pounds to fit.
And well, I'm glad I didn't go.
Based on your 40 time, that sounds about right.
No, Steve, you know how we were all leaning upon each other?
Sure.
And you had to say, excuse me, and all that. Now, depending who you were sitting by, you might want to lean upon. But I didn't want to lean upon Steve Geller, and then I had Jeff. So who I'm going to lean upon? And then all of a sudden, my knee. So, but other than that, no, the view was great. The view was awesome.
So this is what happens at 10:35 on the end of round one on here on WWL.
I said we were getting loose over here. Who am I going to lean upon, Steve Geller or Jeff?
That's
the question.
And we're big people. Steve's big. I'm big. We're all
and
big.
And he basically told you I didn't want to lean on either one of you.
Yeah.
No, but we saw that Vic Voodoo in the Caesar Super, the Mercedes.
Oh, my God. You're right. You had it.
Bobby
got it all wrong.
Got him all flustered. Yeah.
Caesar Superdome, right. But beefing up that
it's
Eagles
right there.
Defense,
we can see it.
You keep attacking and putting the pressure on the quarterback, the most important position in the NFL. They were able to achieve that and hoping they can keep sticking with that, applying, making that quarterback's clock tick even faster.
You got to the point where the great Pat Mahomes, and we all know the quarterback is the difference maker.
Yeah.
But all I know is I want my cake and eat it too. I want a great quarterback and win in the trenches. That's how you win. Look how confident Jalen Hurts was. You know what I love about Jalen Hurts? I'm going to go on a tangent on Jalen Hurts.
All right.
Let me tell you. Jalen Hurts.
Let's get something to eat.
Doesn't he seem like he was an outstanding American, upstanding citizen? All the adversity that Jalen Hurts has faced. Holly did interviews. Mike. His maturity, how he was too cool for school. If you hate on Jalen Hurts, you're just a hater. I mean, come on. All with Jalen Hurts when he was with Alabama and Tua and all what happened and all that adversity what he faced. And he even at Philadelphia, how they going about with their offense. Let me tell you what. Jalen Hurts, you could tell he's a coach's son and understands the process. Jalen Hurts, that's the kind of son of a gun we need like future quarterback. Coachable. I guarantee you ask Kalen Moore, he probably would tell you Jalen Hurts was exceptional individual, not only as a quarterback, but the leader of your team. And I don't even know Jalen Hurts. I'm just telling you what I observed. I think Jalen Hurts is outstanding.
What I've always heard about the guy is just a really great leader of men. Finds a way to motivate the guys around him.
And cool. He ain't loud like me. I'm like all screaming and all that. No, I'm talking about too cool for school. Look how he does his interviews, his press conferences. No, Jalen Hurts, he's smooth as silk. I don't even like the Eagles. I try to mock the Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told him he was number one, but with another digit, so to speak, in the press box.
Listen,
the fans.
I definitely would cheer for the Eagles over the Cowgirls. I know that.
And the pick is in, guys. It is Jihad Campbell for the Philadelphia Eagles with the 31st overall pick.
I'm telling you, he'll have 130 tackles
next
year. Mike
wrote it like 10 minutes ago.
How long wrote that?
He'll have 130 tackles next year.
Stick around for more of our
Tackling
Black and Gold
Machine.
Draft Show. Just one pick left, and then we're going to hear from Saints head coach Kellen Moore after the draft right here on WWL. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.